Chinese Premier Li Keqiang is heading China's delegation to this year's China-ASEAN and ASEAN Plus 3 sessions in Vientiane. These decisions come amid tensions in the South China Sea, as well as political changes within a few of the ASEAN countries. Kitty Prasaduk, director of the Institute of East Asian Studies of Thammasat University in Thailand, says he believes this year's meeting in Laos are an opportunity for China and ASEAN to find more common ground, particularly in trade and investment.
The summit will enhance bilateral exchanges between China and ASEAN, especially at a time when China has proposed its important One Belt, One Road initiative. China also contributes a lot to the establishment of Lanzhou-Mekong cooperation mechanism. I think the potentials for regional cooperation are huge in many aspects.
China is currently ASEAN's largest trading partner, while ASEAN, as a group, is China's third largest behind the EU and the United States. The annual China-ASEAN sessions are designed to try to allow the 10 countries which make up the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to speak with a collective voice to China. But Kitty Prasaduk says ASEAN leaders, including from his home country of Thailand, are also hoping to promote their own individual agendas.
RCEP thinks it's a matter of...
Thailand has been taking great efforts to attract industrial investment and also aim to become a production center of ASEAN and form a complete production and marketing network. The country is also implementing the strategic plan of Thailand 4.0 to upgrade its economy and improve its industrial development level. All those projects require exchanges with China to broaden the cooperation channel for a win-win result, which could also benefit surrounding countries.
Official stats show that around 4.9 million Chinese tourists visited Thailand during the first half of this year, accounting for nearly 30% of all tourist traffic into the country. Thai officials say they hope to have 10 million Chinese tourists visit Thailand before the year is out. Beyond economics, Kitty Prasaduk says this week's sessions in Laos also provide an opportunity for both China and ASEAN to create more social ties.
In terms of education, though there are a huge amount of Chinese students studying in Thailand, I believe the room for further cooperation is still large. One thing I urge more attention is that the exchange level should not be only confined to students, but also teachers from both countries. I suggest that cooperation between both teachers will help them learn from each other's different educational perspective and deepen their knowledge on each other.
The China-ASEAN, as well as the ASEAN Plus 3 meetings, which include China, Japan, and South Korea, are taking place this Wednesday and Thursday in Vientiane. A number of other countries, including Russia, India, Australia, and New Zealand, are also attending this week's meetings. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.